You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Laura Kraft and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you today, Todd?
I'm doing great. Todd, how are you, sir?
I'm doing so well, I can hardly stand it.
Good. I'm glad you mixed up the intro a little bit. So that's outstanding. You know, we have a return guest. I always enjoy return guests. So it's good to have
Mitch. Most return guests.
Most return
guests. I'm kidding.
Prison company included, I'm sure.
Well, welcome back to the show, Mitch Block. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing and Broker with the Orchards Group. Mitch, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Always good to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Mitch, remind the audience a little bit about you and your background.
Wow. Celebrated about 33 years in the new homes industry back in May of this year. Seems like forever ago, and perhaps it has been forever ago that I got into the business back in the early 80s, but have enjoyed a pretty successful track record, marketed new homes in Denver, Philadelphia, and the Atlanta markets over the years.
So the Orchards Group has been around the Atlanta housing market for a while now. Why don't you give us a brief history of the company, when it started, number of properties, things like that?
Sure. The Orchards Group started in North Metro Atlanta in 1998. Our first community was in the Crabapple Nursery. Since then, we have built and developed 15 neighborhoods. We do strictly active adult, 55 and older. We have not done any other type of market profile since 1998. As a result, we believe that we've developed good reputation and a good level of expertise in that market segment. And we're really excited about some new properties that are going to be opening up over the next 6 to 12 months. And I know we're here today to talk about one of them.
Before we get into that, I just want to look backward a little bit. 2012, 2013, not so much fun in your business. How's the market looking? It's recovering as far as I can tell, but you've got more insight than I do.
Right. Actually, 2013 was a record year for our company. There was quite a bit of pent-up demand, I guess, that had built up over the years of the housing downturn. Most of the people that we saw over those years were unable to sell their existing home, and as a result, they weren't able to buy from us. Our buyers, of course, being 55 and older, almost exclusively have a house to sell, you know, before moving into our neighborhoods. Once the Atlanta resale market picked up in, I would say, late 2011, early 2012, we all of a sudden started seeing more people coming in with a more positive outlook on their ability to sell their home. And then once the middle of 2012 came, people were selling their homes and we were able to start executing purchase agreements such that in 2013, we closed over 90 homes, which for some builders is not a huge number. But when you consider that we only have two communities, that's a pretty strong number.
That's a lot of houses.
Yeah, it's almost $30 million worth of houses. And I tell you, the train hasn't stopped since. So 2013 was a banner year for us. And 2014, just it's not stopping.
You mentioned that you build for those active adult home buyers. What are some of those Metro Atlanta areas that appeal to those buyers that you're building in?
One of the things that we look for is existing critical mass of housing and population for two reasons. We have found most definitively over the years that our buyers fall into two distinct geographic formats, if you will. One is they already live within 5 to 7 miles of our site, meaning that they don't want to leave their existing doctors, their churches, their friends, and any other activities that they might be involved in. And then the other group are those that are moving in from out of town whose children and grandchildren typically live within 5 to 7 miles of our site for obvious reasons. In Atlanta, with traffic and all of that, they don't want to be too far away so that, you know, it's convenient to visit the grandchildren and such. As a result, when we look for locations, we're looking for areas where there are strong critical mass numbers so that we can draw off of those two factors that I just described. As a result, the Georgia 400 corridor, whether it be Roswell, Crabapple, Alpharetta, the Cumming area, have been our bread and butter for years. We have ventured out into Gwinnett County and done quite well. We have a property right now that's finishing up in Woodstock. Of course, that's Cherokee County. But the new properties that we're going to be opening up and looking at are primarily up and down that Georgia 400 corridor.
All right, this is a test.
Okay.
Because I fit the demographic.
You don't look it.
Tell me, oh, thank you, you liar. tell me about floor plans and amenities that a guy like me and my family's looking for.
Sure. When the Orchards Group first started back in the late 90s, for those people who are listening that might be familiar with us going back that far, we pretty much built the ranch condominium concept or the attached quadruplex concept. Over the years, we have ventured into other types of floor plan formats, meaning we now offer master on the main level villa townhomes, which are also attached like the ranch condominiums, but they're attached side to side. So they do offer a nice rear patio, rear yard, where the quad format doesn't really provide that. We've also done single family detached homes, also with a lot of exterior maintenance free features similar to the attached product that I just described. So we basically now are offering the ranch condominiums, the attached master on the main townhome villas, and the detached single family homes.
All right, A-plus on the test.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mitch Block will return after this short commercial break.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Mitch Block, Director of Sales and Marketing and Broker with The Orchards Group.
I'm starting to hear a little bit of buzz about something called Stony Point.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
It's an exciting new property that's located, by coincidence, adjacent to a neighborhood that we just sold out of, the Orchards of Brandon Oak Farm. The Orchards of Stony Point is located just about a mile off of Georgia 400, east side of Georgia 400, exit 13, which is the Peachtree Parkway, Highway 141.
Great location.
Phenomenal location. Brandon Oak Farm, which has a total of 218 homes, we sold over 50 in the year 2013. We sold out about a month and a half ago. Orchards of Stony Point will be slightly smaller. It'll be 130 homes. We'll be building two of those product lines that I mentioned earlier. The attached master on the main townhome villas will be featured there, as well as the ranch condominium homes. The single family detached we will not be offering at Stony Point, but hopefully in about 6 months you'll have me back and I'll be able to tell you about a neighborhood where we will. But right now that's under wraps. So 130 homes, Orchards of Stony Point. The exciting news is that we're probably still at least 2.5 months away from starting the first home. We've already taken 30 lot deposits.
Wow.
In 2.5 weeks.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Why that buzz I heard.
Yeah.
I heard.
Huge buzz. We have had people for the last 6 months coming into the Brandon Oak Farm sales office saying, when are you starting Stony Point? When are you starting Stony Point? Finally got it started. And so we're looking at our first occupancies, realistically January, February of 2015. Hopefully we will start our first homes towards the end of the summer. So we've still got about 3 months of contractual time before we even start building. So we hope to have at least 40 or 50 of those homes under contract before we actually start construction.
Wow.
And like you said, Todd, it's a great, great location. I mean, the retail, the entertainment, the Avenue Shopping Center, which is right up the street, which was recently renamed the Collection, but nevertheless, it's a phenomenal outdoor shopping center with a large AMC movie theater close to Northside Hospital, about a mile and a half away, which for our prospective buyers is important. And of course, easy access to Georgia 400. So Stony Point, just going to be phenomenal. Price point's going to be from the 270s to the 360s. It will, of course, have, as we always do, a grand clubhouse, swimming pool, exercise room, activities, all the things that have made the Orchards Group very popular since 1998.
You were talking about the amazing sales that you've already had, the deposits on the home sites, and you launched this home site deposit program specifically at Stony Point because of buyer demand. Can you tell us a little bit about that process? Is it something that buyers can still take part of, and how do they do that?
Right. Well, because we are still developing the land, meaning we're still grading it, we haven't put the roads in yet, it's not easy to get people on the site to show them specifically where their home site will be. And the last thing we want to do is, you know, have a contract with a purchaser, and then they come back out 60 days later and say, ooh, that's not exactly what I thought it was going to look like. So in fairness, what we've decided to do is start a deposit program, which started on May 31st, so it really has only been a couple of weeks. It's $1,000. They can reserve a home site. It's fully refundable. And we're expecting probably around the third week of July is when we will have the development far enough along that we can actually get people out onto the property so they can really see what they're purchasing. At that point, we will ask them if they wish to go forward, and we'll give them 7 to 10 days to make that decision. Pricing has already been given, however, so they know the pricing. It's just a function of them being able to see the home site. A lot of builders won't do it that way. They'll try to sell off of paper and then hope that they like it once they start, you know, walking the site. We don't want to do that. We do expect a great majority of our home deposits, I should say, will go through to contract. Once we are able to start writing contracts, we will no longer do the deposit program. We'll just have people go straight into purchase agreements. So I'm thinking that our lot deposit program will continue until about the third week of July, give or take.
I love the idea of that deposit program, and it's an example of the kind of innovations that those of us who have watched the Orchards Group over the years come to expect. Look ahead 4 or 5 years. What other kind of things do you see coming next?
Well, you know, any survey, report, market statistics you read will tell you that the, you know, baby boomer active adult market is the place to be as a builder is concerned. However, a lot of builders don't venture into that marketplace because it has its own sets of issues, challenges, particularly when you look at multifamily. Multifamily has become significantly more challenging in terms of zoning, in terms of restrictions, in terms of requirements by the county, and construction and development is more challenging than doing traditional single-family homes. We see great opportunities over the next 5 to 10 years in the Atlanta market. A lot of folks like myself that moved here back in the 1980s are going to be 55 and 60 and 65 years old over the next 5 to 10 years. And Atlanta will still be a highly enough demandable market that when we try to sell our existing homes, we should not have that much of a problem selling them, barring an economic meltdown.
So don't even think that.
I know, but I had to throw that in because we want to be realistic at the same time. But we still see Atlanta as being a great place to be. We really, really pride ourselves on the brand name that we've established in the marketplace and believe that as folks that are 55 and older are looking to downsize and get into a maintenance-free opportunity, that we'll be one of the few, hopefully, on better choices anyway on the market.
All right, Mitch, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the Orchards Group?
Well, the best way is to call our sales office. We're actually still marketing from our Brandon Oak Farm sales models because the floor plans will be the same. We have the luxury of not having to move into a trailer. So you can still see our model homes, even though we haven't built anything at Stony Point yet. The phone number there is 678-513-8879. Again, it's 678-513-8879. Or you can go to the website, which is simply www.orchardsgroup.com.
Mitch Block, Director of Sales and Marketing and Broker with the Orchards Group. Mitch, as always, good to see you. Thanks for coming back.
It's been fun. Thanks.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Kelly Thrasher. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, time for today's deal of the day. Laura, what have you got for us?
Today's deal comes from the Providence Group of Georgia, and it is at their Nesbitt Reserve Community in Roswell. From now until June 30th, they are offering a $7,500 buyer bonus on any home that is move-in ready. So the buyer bonus can be used on a variety of different things. It can be used on designer upgrades, appliances, or closing costs.
You know, Roswell has got a special place in my heart. It's such a great community, and that's a very intriguing bonus for that community. And it's cool that you can apply that any way, which way you want. Where in Roswell is Nesbitt Reserve?
Yes. Yeah, so Nesbitt Reserve is just quickly off of Georgia 400 and Holcomb Bridge Road off Nesbitt Ferry Road.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. That's a great spot. Laura, walk me through two very important things to me. Walk me through some features and give me some price points.
Sure. So the villas at Nesbitt Reserve are priced from the low 400,000s. They offer those spacious, open layouts that are perfect for entertaining and everyday life. Some of the features and finishes that are included are granite countertops, the oversized islands, optional built-in bookcases around the fireplace, optional finished basements that have full bathrooms that are perfect for that additional guest bedroom, media room, flex space, or man cave.
Oh, well, yeah, can't forget that.
No, can't forget the man caves.
But 400s... with 7,500 potentially off on as a boner bias and could be applied to closing costs in Roswell.
That's a heck of a price point.
Yeah, well, what's even better about these homes is, first of all, inside the master suites are on the main level.
Masters in the main are awesome.
Those are great. And then outside, the outside and the landscaping are taken care of with affordable HOA fees. So it's a low-maintenance lifestyle.
Wow, that changes everything as far as I'm concerned. We've talked on this show about how you and I are black thumbs, and so that's a real good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it, you know, with it being close to historic Roswell and it being close to all of that great entertainment and dining that you have there, they're really getting the best of a live, work, play community.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Now, is there a model home I can see?
Yes, there is a brand new model home that is now open and it's available to tour daily. One of the things that you want to make sure you check out while you're there is a fantastic outdoor living space that includes a paved patio and a great fireplace.
Now, you know, when I buy my new home, the outdoor living is more important to me than it's ever been. So that's really exciting to hear that. Laura, where can people get more information about this?
Sure. So people that are looking to, you know, get more information or schedule a VIP tour of the model home can call 678-523-9947 or they can visit theprovidencegroup.com.
All right. That wraps today's deal of the day. All right. And we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Kelly Thrasher. She's a communications director and public relations manager with Waffle House. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Kelly, before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I've been with Waffle House for almost 10 years. Started in the communications department, moved up to public relations manager, and then most recently in the last few years, I'm our communications director.
Okay, great. So can you tell us a little bit about Waffle House?
Sure. Waffle House started in Atlanta, actually in the neighborhood of Avondale Estates. It was started by two neighbors, Joe Rogers Sr. and Tom Forkner. Joe worked in the restaurant business, a restaurant called the Tottle House, moved to Avondale with work, and Tom was in the real estate business and actually sold Joe his house. They started a friendship, and Tom told him, you know, we would love to have a 24-hour type Tottle House restaurant in Avondale Estates, and for whatever reason, that didn't work out. But after years of friendship, Tom finally convinced Joe that they needed a restaurant there, and Joe told him, well, if you build the restaurant, I'll teach you how to run it. And that's how Waffle started.
All right, so Kelly, if you're from Metro Atlanta, you are well aware of what Waffle House is all about. But for the person who is considering a move to Metro Atlanta, what can they expect when they walk in a joint?
Well, in Metro Atlanta, there's over 300 Waffle Houses, so you're going to see them all over the place. You know, we're a 24-hour business. We offer breakfast 24 hours a day, which people love to have breakfast for dinner. But we also have other items, lunch items, dinner items, anything from patty melts to T-bone and eggs to chicken sandwiches. We have salads. So we pretty much have anything anybody would want to order on our menu. But we're not really just about our food. We're really about the people. We pride ourselves on having friendly staff that interact with the customers. They want you to feel like your family when you walk into a restaurant.
Okay, because you make the customers feel like family, you probably have some people that come every day. Tell us about your regulars and what it means.
We definitely have customers that come in every day. To be a regular is pretty much an associate. When you walk in the door, they know you by your first name. Or when you pull in the parking lot, they'll start cooking your food before you even walk in the door because they know what you're going to have. People not only come once a day, sometimes they'll come three times a day. You know, I'm sure it's to have our wonderful food, but I know a lot of it's about the interaction with the associates.
So walk me through how you recruit for that. I mean, it's a high turnover business, I think, the restaurant business. And to find someone who is going to care enough to know the customer and to observe and know their car when they see it pulling into the lot to say, oh, we got to get the order going. How do you recruit for that? It's got to be a challenge.
Well, we do have specific people in our business that are recruiters for management, for hourly associates. Obviously, if you've been in Waffle House, you know, we've got a little bit of a lingo that goes on. So there's a little bit of study there. But a lot of it's just getting a feel for the person, their personality, just having a conversation with them. I think when you have a conversation with a potential associate, you can tell if they're going to be able to have that interaction with customers.
Awesome. So obviously Waffle House has been around for a long time and there is a museum. Why don't you tell us about the Waffle House Museum?
Absolutely. Well, Waffle House started in 1955, so we're about to celebrate our 60th anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. So about 5 years ago, we opened the Waffle House Museum, which is in Avondale Estates, and it's actually the site of the very first Waffle House restaurant. Recreated it to look as though it did in 1955 when we first opened.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, well, Kelly Thrasher will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Kelly Thrasher, the Communications Director and Public Relations Manager with Waffle House. Tell me more about the museum. Open to the public, how can I get a tour? What are the hours? Where can I get more information about it?
Sure. We're actually open by appointment only during the week, but anyone can call to our corporate office and we'll set up an appointment with our tour guide to take them through a tour of the museum and tell them about the Waffle House history. And then we also open quarterly public openings on a Saturday, which we'll publicize on Facebook, we'll publicize on our website, and it's free to the public. Anybody can come during the hours that we're open.
Awesome.
Okay, I have a quick question about the museum. You said that it looks like the original Waffle House. What are some things that people can expect to be different, and how has the Waffle House stayed the same over the years?
Well, when they walk in, they're going to notice that there really isn't a lot of difference. The prices are obviously a little bit different. Originally, we didn't have booths. It was only counter seating. So that's a little bit different. But for the most part, behind the counter looks the same. You still have an open kitchen. You know, everything's cooked in front of the customers. You know, that they're waited on by somebody. So there's not a ton of differences. We're a little bit bigger now, but not a lot bigger.
See, I can't go to a Waffle House and not sit at the counter. When my wife and I go out to dinner, we as often as we can, if the restaurant allows, we'll sit at the bar. It just has a different, more community vibe, and you get to interact with those cool people that work there.
Absolutely.
A lot more when you do that. You know, I understand you guys also do to-go food, which I didn't know that, which is cool, but I also now understand that you have a food truck, so that's way cool. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we do have a food truck. We've had it for about 7 months. It's usually used for catering events, things like that. Definitely starting to pick up the business. People send us pictures seeing it drive down the road. I know coming up this summer, we have some wedding receptions where the food truck will go out to those wedding receptions.
Now that's so awesome.
Kind of fun, you know, fun interaction. People love Waffle House, so why not have it at your wedding?
That's brilliant.
So if someone wants to have Waffle House at their wedding, mm-hmm. how can they, you know, get the food truck at their next big event?
Absolutely. So we have a team dedicated to our food truck. And on wafflehouse.com, there is a button on the homepage that it says Atlanta Area Catering and Food Truck. And you just click that button and send a request in to our food truck team. And they'll get back with you with dates, prices, you know, anything you need to know about the food truck.
All right. Well, Kelly, I hate to say it, but we're running low on time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you if they have questions? And again, where can I get more information about Waffle House, the museum, the food truck, all that?
Sure. So we do have a website, wafflehouse.com. We have a contact page there where anyone can write in and let us know if they have any questions. We also have a page that gives information on the museum as well as contact information to get in touch with the food truck. We do have a restaurant locator button, so you can find any Waffle House anywhere in the country. So that's a way for people to find out the closest Waffle House to them.
All right. Kelly Thrasher, the Communications Director and Public Relations Manager with Waffle House. Kelly, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And you too. All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting the AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Mitch Block and Kelly Thrasher, my co-host Laura Kraft, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.